So you've done these books and you're now moving on to short films. Could you maybe just talk briefly about how that project's come about?
I mean, a lot of what we do now, like is film work. A lot of what we do as photographers is film work. I really wish that we could stay as still photographers because it seems so simple now. It seemed so hard when I was doing it back then, but now you're doing still, you're doing sound, and you're doing video. And again, it goes back to a question of responsibility to the readers or the viewers now. People are responding, you know, very well to these short films that we present online, which will have a selection of still pictures and then the interviews and video that we record. So I'm doing that for a lot of different people. So on November 18, I'm trying to finish a few pieces now from Liberia about the Firestone rubber plantation, which is a collaboration between PBS Frontline and ProPublica. And they're short. You know, one of them is 4.5 minutes, one of them is 3 minutes. But the amount of work that goes into these and the style of production is just completely different. Like the media landscape, I know they keep saying it's changing and changing and changing. We have to change with it. But to me, this is the biggest change. You know, in the past, I'd been hired, you know, like, Ash, there's this job that's happening downtown, like a building exploded in Harlem. Can you please go photograph it? Like, yes, I file the pictures. You land in the front page and then it's finished. Now I get a phone call and they say, can you please go out, find 3 people that are involved in this story, profile them, make a short film and have it, you know, a week before the deadline, and then it'll go live. And it's not actually going in print or on television. It's online. You know, the majority of work that I do now lands online and never sees a light of day in print.